All right, so last week we discussed Sein Bracha al Pnei Ha'adama. We discussed the idea of Pnei Ha'adama, what it means, the face of the earth or the surface of the land. So tonight we're going to move on to the next words, V'sabenu mituvecha, as I believe the art scroll has it. And they probably have a note that sends you to the bottom where it says, there's a different version which says V'sabenu mituva, as opposed to V'sabenu mituvecha. No, no, no. All right. Wow, it's pretty bold of them, but they're gonna be the one right behind you. So let's see in this one. Here in this one they have it. V'sabenu mituvecha, and then they have a note. But not in these ones. Alright. Well, in any case, so these are the two versions of this line, either Vesavenu mituvecha, Vesavenu mituva. Vesavenu mituvecha would mean and satiate us from your good, and Vesavenu mituva would be satiate us from its good. Talk about what the it is. But, so for tonight, we're just there, and there are many different Gedolei HaMesorah who had both versions. So tonight, we're just going to discuss Mituvecha, which is, actually we call it the more commonly accepted version, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz, the Rosh, and the Maharshal, and the Magen Avraham, and the Or Zeruah, and the Eliyahu Rabbah, all explicitly say that the correct version is Mituvecha. Jonathan Eibschitz in Yaros Dvash discusses what Sabenu Mituvecha means. He has also Sabenu Mituvecha. So there are a number of major big hitters in at least the Chachmei Ashkenaz who had this girsa of Sabenu Mituvecha. The Rosh explicitly says, I've never heard of anything other than Sabenu Mituvecha, by which he means, I assume, he has heard of something else and it's not correct, meaning even though there might be some who say there should be this other version, he's never heard anything in the Masorah other than Sabenu Mituvecha. So that's what we might call the primary Nusach. So we're going to discuss tonight Sabenu Mituvecha. So Sabenu Mituvecha means... the idea then is Sabenu Mituvecha is to satiate us from your good. We're of course talking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu is that we should be Sava, that we should be satiated, we should be sustained by the Tov of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we're going to talk about a couple ideas of what that means. They're all mostly along the same line. The Pasuk in Parshas Ekev says, Vayancha vayaridecha, vayachilcha saman asher lo yadata lo yadu avosecha, lama'an yilmedun, I think, lama'an tedun, ki lo al halechem levado yichye ha'adam, ki al kol motze pi Hashem yichye ha'adam. The Pasuk says that, the beginning of the Pasuk, that Hashem, tested them, and he fed them the man. And he says, in order that they learn, ki lo al halechem levado yichya adam, that it is not on bread alone that man lives, ki al kol motzei pi Hashem yichya adam. Rather, it is on the motzei pi Hashem that which comes out of Hashem's mouth, so to speak, that man lives. And Ibn Ezra there actually says, in terms of how to break up the sentence, the clauses of the sentence, it's read it as Liha Adam. Not only on bread does man live, but Kial Kol Motzei Pi Hashem, but on everything that comes from Hashem. Ibn Ezra says that the way it really reads is Al Lechem Levado Lo Yichya Adam. On Lechem Levado, on bread alone, Lo Yichya Adam. A man won't survive. If it's just bread, a man won't survive. Kiyal kol motzei pi Hashem, what a man really lives on, what really sustains a person, is kol motzei pi Hashem. So understand what this means, that man lives on Motzei Pi Hashem, the Ramban there says, the end of not such a long piece in the Ramban, the end of the Ramban there says, Ki Ya'asel Hodiyam, that Hashem did this, he fed them the man, this food that came down from Shemayim every day, and only that day's worth came down, Lahodiyam, to that in order that they understand, Ki Hu HaMechaya HaAdam B'chol Asher Yigzor, that Hashem is the one who is sustaining man, who is keeping a person going, b'chol asher yigzor, by whatever Hashem decrees, that the decree of Hashem is really what is keeping a person going. I wanted to I brought it with me, I don't know how much I'm going to read inside and how much we'll just explain, but the Rabbeinu V'chaye on this pasuk says very nicely, and then we'll get back to the Ramban in Shmos and Parshas B'Shalach discussing the man, but the Rabbeinu V'chaye explains lo ala lechem levado, says that it's not on the normal regular bread is not where the chiyus of a person comes from, because the koach hamatzmiach osov hu mazalo v'kocho, the koach that is in that goes into that bread. And he says, there's a famous idea, it says, Ein lecha kol esev ve'esev milamata, she'ein lo mazal milamata, so that there's every blade of grass has a mazal above it, which, so to speak, strikes it, which hits it, and says to it, grow. Right? That every blade of grass that it grows, there's some mazal, which is mashgiach over it, which is in charge of making it grow. It says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, and that mazel, so it has a koach over it. Oso koach hamatzmiach yeshlo koach acher memuna. That koach has a koach appointed over it. Oso koach acher yeshlo koach gvura moshe alav. And that koach has a stronger koach, which is over it, ma'amido mekaimo, which holds it up and sustains it. V'chein mi koach l'koach ad hasiba ha'elyona, shahu koach ha'kochos kulan v'gvoa al kol gvoim v'umekor chayim, v'chiyus kol chay. Goes up, all the way up the chain, until it gets to the uppermost cause, to the first cause, which is the koach ha'kochos kulan, which is the source of all koach, which is, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he says, Sharei Yisrael, Kol Arbaim Shana B'Midbar Lo Achlu Lechem V'Chayu. The entire time that Klal Yisrael were in the desert, they did not eat bread, and yet they lived. Zehu Al Kol Motzei Pi Hashem Yechia Adam. This is what it means, that Al Kol Motzei Pi Hashem Yechia Adam, Kolomar Al HaKoach HaNigzar Mi Pi Elyon. That it's over the Koach, which is decreed by Hashem. Kilashon, okay, the koach kochos the elohim tzayim karam akasuv motzei pi Hashem. All of these kochos, all of these intermediaries, all of these links in the chain, is what the pasuk is referring to as motza pi Hashem. Kilomar ki heim kulam nigzarim v'yotzim mikochol. All of them are decreed, and all of them are extracted from the ultimate source. Uba kalsuva zel hodia she'ein ikar hachius b'mazon haba misiba achar siba ki'inyan halechem shanu ochlim shem tzayim rabu bo. And the pasuk is coming to teach us that the primary chius, the primary sustenance that comes through our food, that comes through mazon, is not that which comes through all of these through the intermediaries, through the means through which we actually end up taking in the food, like bread, for example, which is, many stages removed, many links down the chain. Ela she'ikar achius b'mazon hakoach hamiskariv el siba elyona. That the main chius in mazon, the main life force, or the main source of life in food in mazon, is as the closer that you get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol ma she yiskariv mikocho yisbarach v'yisma'atu ha'emtzayim hu ikar achius. The more that you cut out the less separation there is between the sustenance that you're receiving and the actual source of it, the more effective it is, the more it's provides chiyus, the more it is a source of life. The pasuk in Shmo says after Har Sinai, it says that the zakenim, the atzilei Yisrael, that they saw Hashem, vayachazu as Elokim, they saw Elokim, vayochlu vayishdu, and they ate and drank. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, achila vadayis. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is real eating. This is certain, this is definite eating. Shenemar ba'or p'nei melachayim. The pasuk says, ba'or p'nei melachayim, that in Hashem's countenance, that's where you find life. Niskavin Rabbi Yochanan Lomar, what is Rabbi Yochanan trying to say? Ki ha'or ha'elyon, shehu chaye ha'nefesh u'mazona v'tanu geha, that the divine light which comes from Hashem, which that is the of the nefesh, food, that is its maintenance. Hi ha'achila ha'vadais, that's what real achila is, that's what real eating is. Aval mazon ha'guf ha'ba misiba achar siba, but the physical food that we feed our bodies with, ain't achila vadai. So that's not real achila. That's not what we call definitive achila. And the Rabbeinu Bachai concludes, nira li ki kara akasuv haman moti pi Hashem, ki af al pisha kolhem tzaim kulan moti pi Hashem, even though all of these stages are called moti pi Hashem, v'zehu sh'amar kol, that's what the pasuk means to include when it says all moti pi Hashem, which is any of these, no, however far it is removed, but at the end of the day, it is the links in the chain back to Hashem. That's where the yichyeh adam. That's where the man's life comes from. Mikol makom haman hayamotzi pi Hashem mamish. The man was the direct motzi pi Hashem, the most direct connection to, straight back to the source. Mimasha Kosov, like that which it says in the pasuk, Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Mina Shamayim. I'm giving you Lechem from Shamayim. That Mon was the direct connection of the intake of the sustenance directly from Shamayim. The Rabbeinu Bachaye goes on to explain how you read this back into the pasuk, but the Rabbeinu Bachaye explains at length that the real source of sustenance is not the physical properties of the food, but it's the way in which this sustenance is connected back ultimately to its spiritual source and ultimately back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the closer, the more direct that connection is, the more it is mazon, the more it is mechaye, the more that this source of sustenance provides life, is a life source, because the real koach, the real effect, the real pull of to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban is in the same idea, maybe in a slightly more direct way. The Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach, in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Vav, the Ramban brings a machlokus in the Medrash, machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and, not in the Medrash, I think it's the Gemara in Yuma, I believe, the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael about what the man was. And you read the Ramban carefully, they're not really arguing about the man was, they're really arguing about a different point, which is that Rabbi Akiva says that the man was, the pasuk in Tehillim describes the man as lechem abirim, and Rabbi Akiva says lechem abirim means this is the food of the abirim, of the mighty ones, of the malachim. This is the food, the same food that the malachim eat. This is the food that angels eat. And what do the angels eat? The angels eat. They're sustained by the divine light of Hashem, so to speak, crystallized Shechina. That's what Klal Yisrael, they were really, when he says they were eating the man, it wasn't a physical food, it was a spiritual food. They were being sustained by the same thing that the angels are sustained by. Angels don't have a body, lo achila v'lo shesia, in the spiritual world. It's not food, it's a spiritual sustenance. And Klal Yisrael was being given this direct spiritual sustenance. And Rabbi Yishmael comes and argues and says, angels don't eat anything which is misgashem. Angels don't eat anything which is materialized, which is takes form. Angels, they exist directly from the, to use the words that he uses, they're hard words to explain in a you know, on a pshat level, but he says the angels, they're sustained by the or itself. It's sustained by the light itself. It's not the man would have been, you know, a some kind of manifestation, some kind of materialized form of the Shekhinah, whatever that means. Eating, but that's more direct than that. But both of them are really agreeing that the man, it wasn't a physical food. It wasn't bread, which happened to be spiritual. It was itself, it was a spiritual thing. It wasn't bread. The man was the direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Klal Yisrael was being taught in the Midbar, the Ramban explains that the that Klal Yisrael is being shown, they got the man came every day. This is the test of the man. The test of the man was that the man came every day, and you only got that day's worth, with the exception of Friday, when it came down for Friday and Shabbos, and the Shabbos food you had ahead of time. But with the exception of that, every day you got that day's worth and no more. And if you tried to keep it over for the next day, if you tried to save it and set it aside, then it spoiled and you couldn't leave it over for the next day. The lesson of the mon, the challenge of the mon, was the amuna, was seeing that every day that they're receiving exactly what they need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the deeper level is that what they were being taught was that they're living on their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the idea of the amuna being taught was, that it's a connection with Hashem. The idea of the mon is you get what I'm giving you every day, and you're not prepared. You don't have a pantry full to rely on. It's a direct, open connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's sustaining you, and that's what you're living on, and that's what the mon was. Every day they received it, and that was the test of the mon. Can you handle, can you teach yourself, can you train yourself that the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you're really surviving on? And the Ramban brings the Medrash that says that the man, is the spiritual food. The Pasuk says, Hayom lo timtzeu basadeh. When it talks about that the man won't appear on Shabbos, it says, Hayom lo timtzeu basadeh. That today you won't find it in the field. And the Mechilta says, Hayom lo temtzeu, today you won't find it, aval atem motziim oso l'olam haba, but you will find it in olam haba. You won't find it today, you'll find it in the metaphorical tomorrow. You'll find it in olam haba. Man is the spiritual food, which is the kiyum in olam haba. Man represents that spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that exists in Olam Haba. It's Olam She'in Lo Achil V'Lo Shtiyah. It's a place there's no physical eating in Olam Haba. But that's what Man represented, was a sustenance which was above and beyond a physical act of eating, beyond the material, physical, nutritional sustaining of the body. It's the spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which keeps the neshama going, which keeps the nefesh existing. That's an olam haba, when it's a direct spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the man represents. The inyan of the man, the same concept of what the man represents, is that which will be an olam haba when you're clearly and openly being sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and clearly your life and your existence is clearly a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the man represents. This is very nice, you know, that's what the man was. What does that mean for us? So at the end of the Parsha of the man, in Bishalach, in Parshas Bishalach, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to take a piece of the man, to take an omer of the man, and to put it in a tzinsenes, to put it away in some kind of a vessel of, I don't exactly know what the exact translation of a tzinsenes is, but some kind of receptacle, and to put it away. And it says it should be ledoros, that should be hidden away, should be stored away ledoros. That the lesson was that it was, the Rashi brings that it was taken out sometime later in history to show everyone, this is the man that Klal Yisrael were sustained on in the Midbar. That even though once we left the Midbar, so we don't have that open revelation, we don't have that clear and obvious and explicit, overt connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all you see openly. But the man was put away to remember scenes that at the root of everything, just as Klal Yisrael lived in the desert for 40 years without eating bread, they were sustained on the man. That's the real root of sustenance. That's the real source of existence, is the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the is that direct link, that direct connection of the spiritual connection, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sustains us. That we say that Sabenu Mituvecha, that in the middle of our asking for Parnasa and asking for the material livelihood that we receive, but that we qualify, that we understand Sabenu Mituvecha. At the end of the day, it has to be Sabenu Mituvecha, that the Sevilla comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, it's not the fact that we have as much physical food as we need. It's the sustenance, the kiyum harochni, the spiritual maintenance that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the real source of parnasa and mazon is. Call that point number one. The Arizal in Likutei Torah asks a question. Says that what supports the neshama? If you think about it, right, that we don't seem to feed any special food for our neshama. We eat physical food, and the neshama is purely ruchni. The neshama is a spiritual entity, a spiritual existence, and we're eating food, so that's very nice for our physical bodies. But how does food, which is gashmi, which is chomri, it's material, it's physical, how does that sustain the neshama? And really, we see that food does, that your physical eating is really a part of sustaining the nefesh, sustaining the neshama. A person doesn't eat, so it's not that their body shrivels away and their soul is still there, but your intellectual capacities, your seichel, is when your person doesn't eat enough and the neshama leaves. Why does the neshama have to leave? You keep getting physically and physically weaker, but the neshama should be just the same as far as the neshama is concerned. Somehow, physical eating connects to the neshama. Somehow, physical eating is related to, is connected to, and sustains the neshama. So how does that work? Asks the Arizal. So the Arizal says that we know that everything that exists, everything that was created, exists through the koach of Hashem's dibur. Exists as a result of and through the koach of Hashem's speech. Hashem's word is what causes something to bring something into existence. Right? The pasuk says, "Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu." With the word, the dibor, the devar of Hashem, Shemayim was created. Ba'asar ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. The world was created with 10 ma'amaros, the 10 utterances. And if you look at just the wisdom behind the Hebrew language, how do you say a word in Hebrew? Mila is one word. What's the other word? It's a dibor. Right, called dibor v'dibor means every word or every statement, to speak is he spoke is davar, right? Davar is speech. And how do you say a thing, an object? An object is also a davar, right? A davar and a davar, the same word for word, for speech, for utterance, is the same word for a thing, because a thing, an object, is the manifestation, it is created through, it is the representation of that divine utterance. That is the, it's not just that Hashem, right, Vayihi Or, Hashem said Vayihi Or, he say it to thing, that's, he was talking to the agency in charge of light, he told them make the light, and they made the light. No, Vayihi, Hashem said Vayihi Or, and that was what created the light. It wasn't that Hashem was giving instructions that light should be created. Hashem said Vayihi Or. Hashem said Vayihi Or, and saying Vayihi Or created the light, because the creation exists through the dibor of Hashem, through the amira and the dibor, through the word of Hashem. That's what causes existence to exist. That's what causes creation to be. So everything that exists at its root exists through that divine speech which brought it into existence. There is at the shoresh, at the root of every physical existence, is the divine utterance which brought it, the divine statement which brought it into existence. And that spiritual koach, that spiritual energy, which is latent in the food, is what nourishes the neshama, says the Arizal. And parenthetically, the Arizal says that the idea of a bracha, when you say a bracha, what you're doing is you are acknowledging the spiritual root that is the source of this piece of food in front of you, and that awakens, says the Arizal, it's misorer, that awakens that spiritual energy in the food, that brings it out, and therefore when you eat the food, when you've made a bracha on it, it becomes, that really accentuates the spiritual energy which is in there. It's tapping into that source of it, which comes from the Dvar Hashem, the Dibor of Hashem, which is the source of everything. When it says the Arizal, when you make a bracha, you're really bringing that out. You are really awakening that energy within the food. But so the lo al halechem levado yichya adam, that it's not on the gashmi food, it's not on the physical food that the person survives, but it's on the motzei pi Hashem. What's the motzei pi Hashem? So the Rizal says it means what it says. It's through the dibur of Hashem at the time of the creation of this pri, of this food, of this whatever it is, of this entity, it's the motzei pi Hashem, which is what the spiritual source which brought this thing into existence, that's what really sustains the person. It's not the physical food. Your physical body will have the physical food, but the neshama, the spiritual source of the person, that's sustained by the motzei pi Hashem. That's sustained by the dibor of Hashem, which brought this thing into existence and is therefore the spiritual source of the existence of this item, of this object. That's where the real sustenance comes from. So the Sabenu Mituvecha, right? Sabenu Mituvecha is from the spiritual element of the food that we're asking that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sabenu Mituvecha, that you should be sustained by your Tov, by the Tov that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that spiritual, the Ruchni element of the food, which is the source of the Kiyum Hanafshi, the spiritual sustenance that comes through eating, through spiritual energy which is latent in the creation. One final idea is very similar. I wanted to just put in one last thought on that parenthetical. I was in the back of my head, I was thinking there's something I was missing. I think that might be the pshat why in almost all brachos you have the exception of hamotzi and shahakol, but and even shahakol is an even better example. Everything except for hamotzi, which has its own reason why hamotzi has its own lashon, its own formulation, which is the exception. But you all, right, you say Hashem is borei pri adama, borei pri ha'etz, and borei pri ha'gofen, and borei mine mizonos, and all of these things, and you're referring to the fact that the bria, the creation of this item, it's not just the fact the physical formation of it that it's, you know, Hashem orchestrated that this tree grew this fruit, but it's the bria, it's the act of creation of this thing, the original source of its creation, right? That it was brought into existence from a spiritual place, that's what you're really focusing on when you make the bracha. That's what the Arizal says, you're being ma'orer, the spiritual root of this item, by acknowledging its spiritual source, that's what you're doing when you make a bracha. And shahakol is really the most direct statement of that. Shahakol nihiya bidvaro, that everything came into existence through the dibor of Hashem, through Hashem's word. That's the most direct statement, that it's the Dvar Hashem, which is really what we're focusing on when we're making a bracha, when we're thanking Hashem for sustenance, we're recognizing Hashem for sustenance, is the Dvar Hashem, which is at the root of this ma'achal, at the root of this food. That's what we're really recognizing when we make a bracha. One last point, which is very related to what the Arizal says, which is in the Ya'aruz Dvash, in his he has a drush going through Shimon Esrei. So in the Yaros Dvash, I wrote it down exactly, copied down his words. So I'll read exactly what he says. He says, starting in the middle of his paragraph, he says, "Ki im yesh nidnud iser b'mazon, if there is any trace of iser, of prohibition, of anything forbidden in the mazon, in the food, in the sustenance, metame kol gufo ve'ein mazon l'neshama, then the food impurifies the person's body, and it does not sustain, it does not nourish his neshama. Aval im ha'mazon neshama, but if the food is entirely, has no trace of being, you know, no gazelle involved, nothing stolen, nothing from machalos asuros, no trace of is, there's nothing forbidden about the food, so then it can be a mazon l'neshama. Then it can be something which sustains the spiritual part of the person. V'lachen yispalel adam me'od bekavana shayia hamazon misitra dachia. Therefore, a person should daven that the food should be misitra dachia, means from the side of purity, which means that it's coming from the tahor place. It's coming from the food is sourced in a place of purity. V'zehu ba'omro v'sabenu mituvecha, and says the Yaros Dvash, and that's what we mean when we say v'sabenu mituvecha. We said that it should be from your tov, from the tov that comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not from the tumah, not from the impurity which comes from e Ratzon Hashem, which comes through the conduit of not being the Ratzon Hashem, the impure sources that if our food comes through those sources, then it's not a mazon for the spiritual side of the person. It's not a mazon for the neshama, and therefore a person has to daven that your food, you know, if you end up eating something which, you know, nobody told you it was usher, so at the end of the day in Shemayim, you know, you buy something from the store and you didn't know that food item could be, you didn't know that it was mixed in with some, however it would be, that it has a hechsher on it, or it's, you know, a piece of fruit, and you know, reason to think that it's this one actually slipped in from Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, or whatever it is. There's no tvia against you. There's no claim against you. You had no reason to suspect such a thing. But at the end of the day, that food in its chefta, in what it is, it came from Isser, and therefore it doesn't have the spiritual sustenance which food is supposed to have, even for the neshama, and therefore a person has to daven. That's not enough just for you to be very careful and make sure that you don't do anything which you know is usher, which you know that you're doing something which is, you know, neged halacha. But a person has to also daven for siyata dishmaya, that they don't end up with something which, even though they don't know it's usher, that it's usher. Because at the end of the day, there's still a reality. There's still a ruchnius in the physical food. There's still the nourishment for the neshama is in that also. And therefore, a person has to daven that mazon, that sustenance, that nourishment is there, and that the food comes v'sabenu mituvecha, that it comes from the tzad hatov, that it comes from the spiritually pure source. It's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore has in it the koach to be to nourish also the neshama, also the spiritual side of the person.